Hey, welcome back to the Amaro podcast. Hey, I'm so excited to be on this journey with you of just challenging the insecurities, the obstacles, the fears, and the things that stand between us and where we know deep inside we are called to be. So if you are a vision builder, a dreamer, a lover, hey, you're in the right place. So today I would like to talk about why you should get started, because gosh, I started talking about this a little bit in the last episode, but there's just too many talented, innovative, brilliant minds, passionate dreamers, people with such huge visions upon their hearts who are sleeping on the job because for some reason or the other, they just feel like they're not enough, they're not ready. Gosh, there's so many reasons why people never even get started. And that's something I want to talk about today. Two reasons why it is so important to just get started. So we all know the Nike, right? Just do it. This podcast episode is basically all about that. Let's get right into it. So one reason that is so important just to get started is that clarity comes from action and not from thought. So a lot of people don't get started because I've heard this a lot. Oh, well, I'm not clear. I'm not sure. I actually know a few people who have such great ideas for podcasts, but haven't started yet. And hey, I get it. That was me for the last 2 years. And it's mostly because, well, I'm not sure, you know, what will it be about? What should I call it? All these reasons. And I just want to say, hey, like, clarity comes from action and not thought. I'll give you an example. This podcast episode, I had no idea what this podcast would be about when I when I first turned the mic on. Gosh, I have so many scribbles in notebooks, on my notes app, on my phone. So many different ideas of what this podcast could be about. At first I thought, I could talk about mamahood, but should that be a podcast that's, you know, gosh, I did so much brainstorming. I'll tell you more about it in a different episode. And in the end, you know what? I just decided to go with the Amaro podcast, name it around myself, because I knew, you know what, that's not going to change. I don't plan to change my name anytime soon. So regardless of what life season I'm in, I know that this is something that's going to carry on. And then as far as where to start, I just started with what I felt strongly I needed to be talking about in the moment, which in my case was that feeling of being a fraud, because that was a huge inhibition, a huge obstacle that was standing even between me and starting this podcast. I felt like, oh my gosh, do I really have anything to say? Will anybody listen? And so I started with that, you know, and based on the just as I started, you know, just in the action, in the doing it, it sat so well. I realized, oh my gosh, I know what I want this podcast to be about. I want this podcast to be about supporting dreamers, lovers, and vision builders on their journey to just getting past all of these obstacles and fears and insecurities that stand between where they are right now and where they want to be. And is that something I was completely sure about before? Not so much, actually. I had so many different ideas of what this podcast could be about. And in the doing of it, in the recording, and in just what it felt like after I recorded that first episode, it sat so right with me. The feedback that came back as well just confirmed to me in a way that I can't describe that, you know what, this is exactly what I want this podcast to be about. Now, if I had waited to get that clarity, I'm not sure I would be here. I'm not sure this episode would be happening, which, by the way, is episode number 4. Ah. Oh, I cannot believe that we've made it this far. I'm so excited. I'm so thankful. You have no idea. This has been more than 2 years in the making. So I think this episode in some ways is just celebrating how far I've come. Yes, friends. So I hope that's encouraging. I hope that whatever it is, don't wait to have all the parts together. Don't wait to be sure if you feel strongly, deeply in your heart that you're supposed to be doing something. Just start. You don't have to be sure. You know, most podcasts have this intro that tells you what the podcast is about. I just skipped that part because I didn't know what it was going to be about. And I realized, you know what, I can fix this later, you know. And so, yeah, clarity comes from action and not from thought. That's a really important lesson I learned from a business coach I worked with. And that was just so invaluable, really a life changer. Clarity comes from action and not from thought. Now, reason number two why you should get started is that, you know what, as you get started, once you get started, some things you will never know until you do it. So you might think that you so badly need to be doing something, and when you start doing it, you might quickly realize that, whoa, actually, you know what, this is not it, you know. And there's no way to do this. No, so starting will save you time. You could spend 2 years, 5 years, I don't know, however, 5 months, however, whatever period of time, trying to figure out whether or not something is right for you. Or you could just get started and in the doing, figure out that, you know what, actually, this is not it. And then you're able to drop it and move on to the next thing. So starting saves you a lot of time because, again, I think it really links back to that clarity comes from action and not from thought. The second you get started, not only will you get the clarity of what it needs to be about, you might also get the clarity that actually it's not for you. Let me try and illustrate this a bit better. So an example would be during my pregnancy, which, gosh, just has birthed so many blessings in my life, I cannot even begin to describe. I knew when I was coming out of my first trimester that I wanted to talk about all the things I hated about being pregnant and the challenges and the struggles I had, that I was just like, wait, why wasn't anybody talking about this? So at the time when I got started, I didn't know specifically what that would be. I didn't know what format it would take. But what I knew was that before my pregnancy, I had been running an Instagram live series called Saturday Stories. And so I knew from that, oh, wait a minute, I could do interviews on Instagram using Instagram Lives. So I started this series that I called The Mama Diaries. And that's a series that I had this whole plan out. I was like, oh, I'm going to do season one. It'll be about pregnancy. Then season two will be about. I had this whole map out of what that would be like. And so, of course, I took some time, thought about it, and just thought, just no time like the present. Get this ball rolling. Get started. Let me tell you, friends, I started this series. And something so crazy about that journey is that, so I started the Mama Diaries. I put a calendar out. Different mamas came. I interviewed them. It was I learned so much. And while I was doing that, doing the thing that I knew deeply in my heart I was supposed to be doing in that moment, I discovered even a greater need. And this is also accidental, but while I was doing that, while I was creating the Mama Diaries and making these new connections with moms, having these conversations, I got to network with mamas that I didn't even know. I got to make this internet mom friends that I'd never met in real life, and relationships that are part of my network right now and a part of my support system right now all came through that season of just starting and doing the thing that I felt strongly I was supposed to be doing at the time, which was the Mama Diaries series. I thought I would keep doing that. I went to Uganda again, battling the pregnancy depression. Went to Uganda at some point, coming into around the bridge of second to third trimester, I went into Uganda. And through a series of events, conversation on Clubhouse, got this opportunity to organize an event in Uganda on Women's Day. And so when I did that, naturally, because I was on this path of like, hey, I'm doing this Instagram live series, I want to interview different moms, and through the series I've been meeting different moms, I thought, oh, wait a minute, why not take advantage of this opportunity to organize this event, to within the programming have a gathering of mamas, because then it's safe, right? It's like a Women's Day event, women will come, I don't know if 5 mamas will show up, but maybe within the safety of this programming I could organize a little circle, which I called the Mamas Circle. In my mind, this was going to be a one-off thing. In my mind, it was just going to be really an experiment. I was really nervous about it. But again, I went with it. I just did it. I just started. I thought, let's just do this. And what started over a year ago on Women's Day in a little circle is what now has become the Mama Circle community, which is an Instagram community of over, I don't know, by now, 1,300 mamas. In this closed group, in this closed community, sharing stories really powerfully and coming up with solutions that I never mapped out in the beginning. Things that, you know, it honestly, that's, you know, I think in another episode I'll really dedicate some time to talk about the journey of the Mama's Circle and how it came to be what it is right now, which is still growing and evolving, and just and yeah, it's growing and evolving kind of in response to the community and their needs, and also being influenced now by the mamas in the community and what they're asking for. It's a very democratic system in the way we build it, the way we operate it and run it. And it's just, it's not what I envisioned when I started the Mamas, the Mama Diaries, but I never would have arrived at the Mama's Circle and what it is today and what it's going to be if I hadn't just started with the idea that I had at the time, which was the Mama Diaries. Fast forward, I'm not doing the Mama Diaries series anymore. Actually, while I was in Uganda, the last interview I tried to do, there was a bad connection, and then just something happened in my second trimester where I didn't want to be on camera anymore, and I didn't have the energy to keep doing interviews. And so I paused that, you know. I gave myself permission and gave myself grace to be like, hey, you know what, maybe we come back to this at a different season. Right now it's not happening anymore, and that's okay. And that allowed something else to come out of that. And so all of this, going back to, you know, I think some people might see where I'm at right now and what I'm doing right now and think, oh, this was all orchestrated. No, it wasn't. It really was not orchestrated. I just started with what I had at the time, with what I felt strongly about at the time. I did a talk around this last year in December for a community here called the Women's Hub Zurich, and I called it Following the Dots. And that talk was about, really, I just, you know, this idea of a dot is the thing that we feel so strongly in this moment, we know without a doubt we need to be doing. So it's not getting caught up in like wanting to see the entire future before our eyes or wanting to have a super mapped out plan. It's just really honing in and listening and tuning into our deepest intuition. What do I know without a doubt I need to be doing right now? And as I ask you that question, I just want to say, hey, just start. Once you figure out what that is, the thing that you know without a doubt you need to be doing, I want to challenge you, just take that leap of faith. Just start. Just go with it. Just start. And as you start, as you do it, as you take action, I want to promise you that clarity will come. The clarity might be that, hey, this is not the right thing. And then guess what? You save yourself a lot of time. And then you know, by knowing what isn't the right thing, then you get a sense of what could be the right thing, right? Then you know when you went to abandon ship and when to pivot, when to try something else. And also once you know the thing you're supposed to be doing, also in the action, in the doing it, you'll get more clarity around the specifics of how you want to do it. But if you wait to have all of your ducks aligned, I'm afraid that day might never come. You might never do it. You might never do it. And I was just in a class today where this coach was saying that, this coach I was listening to was talking about how time is finite, and that hit me so powerfully, and I'll talk about this more in future episodes. But time is finite. We don't have all of the time in our hands. And so I think action and just starting and giving yourself grace to be okay with starting imperfect, as opposed to waiting to have it all perfect before you get started. I'll talk about this some more. There's so much more I want to say around this, but hey, until the next time, with all my heart, Amar.